Hi there, and welcome back to my channel. It's been a while, a couple of weeks, I believe. But I'm back. I'm going to take this bug net off. It's a bug net jacket, actually. That will probably confuse the autofocus on the camera, but it is what it is. And now the water is boiling. Hold on. Some chocolate coffee in the woods. Let's see what we have caught in the bug netting. Okay. Deer flies, I guess. Yeah, okay. I think that we are at the crossroads. I mean, I'm at the crossroads in my life, and I'm at the crossroads here at YouTube, and I think that we as a society, or humanity itself, is at the crossroads, actually. Let me start with humanity. Notes and something that I'm going to read for you. But before I do that, if you're a subscriber to this channel, have you chosen, you know, that little bell? Have you chosen all notifications? Because I've looked at the statistics and the numbers at my channel, and for the last few months, YouTube has only been notifying those of you who have clicked on the bell and chosen all notifications. So I think that's about 10%, so a little bit more than 50,000 people get notified when I upload new videos out of more than 500,000 subscribers. And I don't think anyone else will know when I upload new videos. So please consider clicking on that bell and choosing all notifications. Humanity is at the crossroads. Are we going to be local, connect with nature, live a healthy, sustainable lifestyle, or are we going to get global, dependent on a multitude of systems that will provide us with food, information, pretty much everything we need. I know what most politicians and big corporate leaders want. What's it called? Tri-state city. Have you heard about that? Tri-state city. I'll pull some images up on the screen here. And my first thought, and this was sent to me by a good friend of mine who lives in the Netherlands, and my first thought was, how convenient to get rid of the farmers. How convenient to tell the farmers in the Netherlands that, well, I'm sorry, but you're just not environmentally friendly enough. So you have to stop farming. You can't be a farmer anymore. I would imagine that having these landowners there farming the land, like we have been doing for quite some time. Well, that's inconvenient, isn't it? Because, and I'll read for you, you know, what it says here. A group of institutional investors in the Netherlands have joined forces to present the Netherlands plus parts of Belgium and Germany as a single network named Tri-State City. And there's a lot of information here. And it says Dutch cities are too small to compete in what it calls the Battle of the Cities, in which mega cities compete for investment and talent. Mega cities. Yeah. The World Economic Forum, they talk a lot about mega cities. And it's funny, isn't it, how it all comes together. It's all about being sustainable, you know. It's the environment necessary. Number one, no poverty, zero hunger, good health, and climate action, and all that. I do not believe that we make this world a better place by having people live in mega cities. So I guess, you know, we're at the crossroads. As a humanity, are we going to grow local food in a more sustainable, animal-friendly and better way, healthier way? Or are we going to become pacified and put into these mega cities where you will own nothing, but you will be happy, or else? So myself, I'm at a crossroads in my life. I just turned 50, which is a little bit hard to understand for me, because I don't feel like 50. But anyway, I'm going to be smarter about how I spend my time, and I'm going to be traveling more, mostly within Norway, mostly hiking, some long distance hiking and things like that. I'm going to, I don't know, there's something about that number, you know, 50. And I said on one of the members only live streams that I'm going into part-time early retirement, and that doesn't mean I'm going to stop working. It just means that I'm going to be smarter about how I spend my time. I've been working 60-hour weeks for a very long time, and I'm going down to probably half of that, so 30-hour weeks. It's not going to result in less videos, maybe even more, actually, more frequent uploads here on my main channel. And I'm not going to write less. I'm just going to be smarter about how I spend my time, and I'm going to put time aside for those long distance hikes, those sailing trips, and all the things that I've been planning to do for quite a few number of years, actually. So I guess, you know, it's a crossroads for me, and I'm sure I will be talking more about that in the future. But I promise I won't bore you with it. I'll do my best. Now, YouTube, well, or rather me as a YouTube creator, I'm at a crossroads as well here on YouTube, because, and I'll put this very simply, I'll explain it very simply. I won't get into the numbers too much or at all. I used to be able to know how to make a video that would perform well. And I spent quite a lot of time looking into the numbers, statistics that YouTube provides. But all that it's gone. And as someone with an education actually in statistics, I think I can say with quite a lot of certainty that it doesn't really matter what I do anymore here on YouTube. The algorithms are not going to suggest my videos anyway. Not usually they won't. So that's just how it is. YouTube is moving more towards easy entertainment. You know, it was always a little bit like that, but now it's 100% like that, if you ask me. So if you want to help my channel, please, well, if you're not a subscriber, please consider subscribing, and please choose all notifications, because if you don't, YouTube will not tell you when I've uploaded a new video. So I guess what that means is that, you know, I can just, doesn't really matter, so I can just make videos without caring about what would be trending, popular, such things, which kind of was what I was going to do anyway, because I decided a long time ago that when I turn 50, I'm not going to be a slave to some stupid algorithm. No, I'm just going to make content that I enjoy making. Now, I've never made a video that I didn't enjoy making, but I'm going to, my videos from here on will be videos that, you know, 100% is the kind of content that I would enjoy watching myself, and I'm not going to care about algorithms and stuff like that, because it doesn't matter. Apparently it doesn't matter, you know. So I probably shouldn't have been sitting here talking for that long, but again, I don't think it matters. So cheers, skål. That's pretty much what I wanted to say. Not going to spend a lot of time on the mega city stuff. Just wanted to give you a what's it called, a heads up on that. I think we all understand what's going on, you know. I'm sitting here watching an area of the forest that was, where the forest was just cut down a few years ago, and now they're going to build a lot of houses there. Ironically, because of the interest rate and inflation and increasing costs of everything, maybe that will be delayed or cancelled. I hope it will be cancelled. But I'm sure you've heard noises from the building sites and stuff. Well, I can hear it, it's over there. Maybe because the microphone is pointing this way, you can't hear it, but it's over there. So, you know, not much left of this woodland here. Not much left. Only patches left. And, you know, I don't claim to have all the answers. But I think that, no, we should connect with nature, spend more time in nature. And it really is quite simple. Yeah. Oh yeah, one more thing. I was tricked by the algorithm. I was fooled by the algorithm. You know, this channel, in this channel's DNA, there's a strong, a part of this channel's DNA is hiking and Viking content and bushcraft. But for the last, actually 1 or 2 years, whenever I uploaded a video like that, or with that kind of content, people were not watching. But I kind of I've figured out what was going on there. That was not because people didn't like it. It was because YouTube would not suggest those videos to anyone. I thought people were not interested. But I think you are. I think I was tricked by the algorithm, because when people discovered that video, they would watch it, and they would watch it for a long time, and they would enjoy it. But the problem was, of course, that YouTube would only suggest videos with a more trending topic, you know. And now that they are not suggesting any of my videos, unless you have been clicking on that bell and chosen all notifications, then you know, yeah, doesn't matter. So in other words, you will see more bushcraft, Viking stuff, and even some hiking, even though I will put most of the hiking videos on Bjørn Outdoors, my third channel. It's the 19th of August 2022. I thought by now we would have flying cars. When I was a kid, I wanted a flying car, you know. Back in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, I thought we would have flying cars and, you know, even spaceships, like private spaceships, you can drive up and visit planets up there and stuff. Okay, that's all I wanted to say today. Thank you for spending the time here with me. And you know, you can click on one of the other videos that should appear on the end screen here. Yeah. And I'll see you in the next video, hopefully. And take care, and as always, stay strong.